So I got a phone call yesterday, and I'm not going to say who called because it's somebody that people would know this person. But I got some information about a music teacher who was fired from St. Francis Xavier on Metairie Road. He's been there 22 years. He was married. His husband died 2 years ago. Mark Richards was fired because he's gay. Some malicious Catholic or some malicious Christian was so judgmental against gays that they brought the obituary, this is my understanding of it, brought the obituary to the attention of the archdiocese. And the archdiocese fired the guy because he's gay. I think that's wrong on many different levels. Now, there was a morality clause in his contract, which I know that happens with Catholic schools and some other schools. And so by being gay, he broke the morality clause. But let's talk about morality. Let's talk about pedophile priest. Let's talk about the Catholic Church hiding pedophile priests. Let's talk about how that happened right here in New Orleans. The very diocese that fired Mark Richards is the diocese that protected pedophile priests. Do you know what they do? They have their hands and they have their privates and they put them on and I can't go into any detail, but I just don't want this to be passed off as something germane, something like, well, okay, yeah, they molested kids. Do you know what molesting children means? You got to know, but you got to think about the graphic nature of that. Think about what they did, what they do. That was allowed to happen. And I just think it is the height of hypocrisy for the Catholic Church to fire somebody who is gay, who was married, and who knows, maybe he never had sex out of wedlock. And he's fired just because he's gay. When the Catholic Church itself, when the Archdiocese right here in New Orleans is paying millions of dollars because they allowed priests, they allowed the Archdiocese right here, allowed priests to molest children, to have sex with children, to have sex with little boys. It is my understanding that the pastor and the principal at St. Francis Xavier did not want this to happen. But it was the Archdiocese that brought this up. There is a petition on change.org, which is named Don't Pray the Music Away. It's a really good petition. Don't Pray the Music Away. It's on change.org. And, you know, this happened during Pride Month. And my friend has a 10-year-old in that school. They knew the teacher was gay. And the 10-year-old is crushed. And the 10-year-old is seeing the hypocrisy of the Catholic Church fire this guy because he's gay. What kind of lesson does that teach this 10-year-old? You know, I'm Catholic. I was confirmed and baptized Catholic when I got married the first time. I was born Episcopal. So it wasn't much of a stretch for me to go from being Episcopal to being Catholic. I enjoy the Mass. And you know what? I go to Mass when I want to. I should go more often, but I go when I want to, and I have no problem going to a Catholic church. But I know the truth. And I know that they're not perfect. And they should not be judging me. And I don't think they should be judging this priest. I mean, this teacher. A music teacher for 22 years. The kids love this person. And he's fired. What kind of lesson is this for the kids? So what do you think? Do you think the Catholic Church should have fired this guy because he's gay?